Not true. Not true. Brother Price mentioned, I think maybe it was last night, about a praise report, and that it's not just for prayer requests writing on the at the back there. It's also for giving thanks. And it occurred to me when he had said that I have probably much to be thankful for, but one big thing to be thankful for. For those who don't know me, my name is Trevor Sunbow. I'm from Regina. I'm married to Candace, and I have two kids, Hudson and Natalia. Just give me a minute here. Last February, so it would be February 2012, I was diagnosed with cancer. And from the time I had the confirmation or the diagnosis, the treatment started a week later, I guess, chemotherapy treatments. So I had chemotherapy treatments March, April, and May of 2014. And so I kind of want to do two things here. One, I want to say thank you for all of your prayers. I won't be able to get to every local assembly to thank you individually, but on behalf of Candace and me and Hudson and Natalia, thank you. Thank you. In June of 2014, I went for a PET scan, and I got a clean bill of health at that point. And then I have continuing CT scans and blood work that's done every so often. And to date, I'm clear of cancer. So I thank the Lord for that. If I can share just a little bit, I won't go into all the details, but when I was diagnosed, so there was a week, I said, and then there was a Sunday that fell in between, and you know, we shared the details. I guess Candace and I went to David and Elaine, David being my elder, of course, and David laid hands on us, and he anointed me with oil and prayed, and then the Sunday before the treatment started, I believe they prayed also in the local assembly. And in that time period, it's a lot to adjust to in a short period of time, as you can probably appreciate. And the Lord made it clear to me that you know, he said, Trevor, he says, dear, I need you to go through this. I need you to go through the experience. And, you know, you don't know why necessarily, and even now I don't know why. You know, I have a bit of an idea. It's a little fuzzy, I guess, but there's some things that came out of it that are important. And but he was clear to me that he said, I need you to go through the experience. And probably if God said to any one of us, you know, 6 months from now you're going to have this or that or whatever it is, and he said, you know, I need you to go through it, not many of us would say, no, we won't do that. I don't think. I think most of us would say, Father, if you need me to go through it, I will go through it. And I had, in the local assembly, so that Sunday before the treatment started, I had two prayer requests, I guess. And the first one was, I wanted to know that the Lord was with me through the experience. And this is maybe going to sound a little funny, and I didn't just want it to be that, well, I think he was with me. I wanted it to be tangible. I wanted it to be real. And I wanted it to be like without a shadow of a doubt, I knew. And I shared that with a local assembly. And then the other thing that I prayed for is I asked the Lord, I said, give me a scripture to hang on to during the treatments. And because I knew enough, I didn't do a whole bunch of research into cancer and this and that. I sort of trusted the physicians, and they were wonderful. But I said, give me, I knew it was going to be difficult, I guess. As much as I knew it wasn't going to be easy and it was going to be a little difficult. So I asked the Lord for something to hang on to. I asked him for a scripture. And that would have been kind of the week before the treatment started. And when I woke up on Monday, one Monday morning, this portion, I'll read it, this portion of scripture, the Lord dropped into my heart. And it's in Daniel chapter 3, and it's 24 and 20. You don't have to turn there, I'll read it here. Daniel chapter 3, 24 and 25. This is the account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. And those people from Regina will know that I work this into just about every sermon that I can. So it's very close to my heart, this account. And verse 24 says, "Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, True, O king. And he answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." That was the answer to my first prayer to the Lord. And the Lord brought that to my attention several times over the course of the treatments. Just when I needed to know that he was with me. And then on the Monday, as I was going through the first treatment, this is Psalm 91. You don't have to turn here again. I'm going to read the first seven verses, but it's really one that the Lord I really hung on to, I guess, during the time. It starts out like this: "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee." And that seventh verse, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. That verse I quoted 1,000 times or more. 1,000 times. And you know, we'll read. Here's my point here. No, coming up. He'll read. We'll read a newspaper or a magazine or a book, and it might be entertaining or it might be informative. But the scripture, and I'll speak from personal experience, brings strength. It brings life. It brings comfort. It brings encouragement. And I would say that quoting that verse brought me physical strength. It brought me comfort, and it brought me encouragement. So whenever we find ourselves going through something difficult, whatever it is, you know, I believe that one of the ways that we get through those experiences is by the Lord giving us a scripture that we can hang on to. I don't have the verse, but the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder the soul and spirit, and a bunch of other stuff. I don't have it memorized. But that is true. That is true. And you can take it, and you can apply it in your life, and you can see it. So let's not ever think
that the scriptures and the word of God is a collection of accounts for entertainment or for just simply for information, because we can take those and hang on to them, and they can bring us physical strength and encouragement and comfort. And so praise the Lord. Going through it, I had two prayer requests, and within 24 hours, 48 hours, the Lord was faithful to me, and he answered them both. Praise the Lord. Thank you.